For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The South Carolina state flag flapping in the wind is considered one of America's most beautiful state flags, and many South Carolinians proudly fly them from homes, offices, and even cars. But on close inspection, there are differences that can be seen in some South Carolina flags. That, say researchers, is because the state does not have a standard for the production of its flags, a situation that is now being addressed. Eric Emerson, executive director of the State Department of Archives and History, said that wasn't always the case.
There was an official state flag in 1861. So the 1861 flag was really the official state flag until 1910. And there was an official state flag from 1910 to 1940. Since that time, there has been no standardized state flag.
That's because until 1940, Clemson College was required to manufacture all state flags. When the college sought to get out of the business, the mandating legislation was dissolved, and with it went any standards of size, color, or looks, which had been previously established by Mr. A.S. Sally of the South Carolina Historical Commission.
From that point on, you see a great deal of variance in the flag. Some people are using the crescent that we call the Sally crescent. It's kind of a fat, small crescent that he jammed into the corner. But the thing that's varying the most is really the palmetto tree. So you have various designs of the palmetto tree that continue to this day.
Everybody, I think, is pretty much of one mind that we've got to have a standard. We want a palmetto that looks like a palmetto.
Historian Walter Edgar serves on a committee with Emerson and others to set a standard for the flags that are produced for the state's use.
We've all come from different perspectives, but based upon the research, when it comes through and it's passed around to the committee and we discuss it, it's a very congenial group. We all care about what's going to happen.
Edgar said the elements for review include the flag's crescent, palmetto tree, and color, as well as another consideration.
And then it all has to be done to the proper scale, because if you order something, you've got to, how large is the crescent going to be? How far away is it going to be from the palmetto? What have you? And this will be a standard design used by the state, because the state orders a fair number of flags. You know, county courthouses use them, what have you.
Emerson explained how the issue originally came up.
There's a gentleman from Newberry, and he had noticed that periodically the design of the palmetto trees would change on the state flags, the ones flying over the Capitol, in fact. And he thought, well, that's kind of strange. And so he did some research and found out, look, there's no standardized state flag. There's no regulation governing the state flag. So he introduced it to his senator and representative and asked them if they would introduce legislation and look at standardizing the state flag.
According to Emerson, the standards the committee sets, if approved by the legislature, would only apply to official flags ordered by government offices.
So if companies want to produce flags for state government, we would have the standards that they could abide by in the creation of those flags. So at least for government, the flags would look the same wherever they were. Now, outside of government, people are still free to produce whatever version of a palmetto tree or crescent or flag that they want to produce.
The committee is working with Clemson, which is researching the best design for the palmetto. The final recommendations will then be sent to the legislature for approval. Edgar, for one, is looking forward to getting one of the first flags produced with the new standards.
Oh, absolutely. I've got a South Carolina flag on my front gate right now. It's one of the designs that's been used for the last 20 or 30 years, but whatever the new one is, I'm going to go out and buy it.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.